Jack Armstrong.
Jack Armstrong.
Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Meeting of the Sideliners Club will please come to order. This is the first meeting of the Sideliners Club of the Air. I'll ask Larry here to tell you what it's all about. Okay, Larry, go ahead.
Well, a sideliner is any normal fellow or girl who's got natural ability in sports, but who just isn't in good enough physical shape to get on the team. Well, he's the fellow or girl who's always sitting on the sidelines, watching his friends winning their letters and enjoying themselves plenty. We want to tell the sideliners just how they can help themselves get out of the Sideliners Club, Mr. McCormick. And believe me, this is one club everyone wants to get out of.
Swell idea, Larry. Go ahead.
Well, if you're a sideliner just because you haven't put yourself in tip-top physical shape, I think I've got a mighty fine piece of advice for you. Get yourself a regular year-round training program like Jack Armstrong's personal training rules. Here they are.
One, get plenty of fresh air, sleep, and exercise. Two, use a lot of soap and water because cleanliness is mighty important to an athlete's condition. Three, eat a breakfast of champions every morning.
And say, that rule number three is plenty swell. In the first place, a breakfast of champions, that's Wheaties, milk, and fruit, tastes like a million. Honest, I don't know of any other breakfast dish that's got such a keen flavor as a breakfast of champions.
Is that all, Larry?
Oh, gosh, no, Mr. McCormick. You've said yourself that Wheaties give us all of the well-known essential nourishment of real whole wheat. And from what I've learned in school, that's a lot of doggone good nourishment.
Yes, Larry, a breakfast of champions gives you a lot of good bodybuilding nourishment. The kind an athlete needs to help make him a real winner.
And that's just what our Sideliner Club needs to know. And listen, don't put off training. Start your Jack Armstrong training program tomorrow morning for sure. You can do it by having yourself a real breakfast of champions.
Okay, Larry, and thanks from all the sideliners for a great piece of advice.
So long, Mr. McCormick. Meeting's adjourned.
And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
While a distant typhoon sends warning signals flying over Manila, Jack, Billy, Betty, and Uncle Jim are preparing to shove off on their two-masted schooner Spindrift for the Sulu Sea. They're going there to search for some precious uranium-235 lost on Professor Loring's ship when it sank off an uncharted reef. On board the Spindrift is a Filipino named Michelle who has joined forces with him against the unscrupulous adventurer Dr. Chapato. Riding at anchor nearby in the darkness of the stormy harbor is the power schooner Black Shark, on which Chapato and his crew are determined to follow the Spindrift to rob Uncle Jim of his precious uranium. And now, on the Spindrift, while Betty is below checking the last of the supplies, Uncle Jim and Michelle are unfurling the foresail, and Jack and Billy are fighting the whipping canvas of the mainsail, keeping a sharp lookout through the darkness for any sign of the Black Shark. Listen.
Don't let the sail get away from you, Billy. We've got to take a reef before we hoist her.
Boy, oh boy, are we going to need that reef? I bet you we'd have our lee rail under even with a double reef.
We may have the double reefer before we get out of Manila Bay. This wind isn't slackening a bit. Now, Billy, you pull the canvas in and I'll make the reef points fast.
Okay, Jack, but this canvas is fighting like a tiger. There. Now you can fasten them.
I'll work fast, Billy. But it's hard to keep a footing on the deck with the boat rocking so.
Look, Jack, there's a light moving about on the deck of the Black Shark.
And maybe Chapato or Blackbeard or some of their crew have just gone aboard, Billy.
I guess that's it. I wish we could use a light here. It'd certainly help in getting these sails, Reed.
Sure it would. But also to tell Chapato what we're doing. Here, pull in that canvas some more.
I'll try, Jack. There. How's that?
That's fine. If we don't want the Black Shark to follow us, we've got to clear Manila Bay without them seeing us. Once we're in the China Sea on a night like this, they'll never pick us up.
There's another light moving about on deck over there.
Where, Billy? Oh, I see. One's forward and one's aft.
Chump on Jupiter, Jack. Do you suppose that means...
I was just thinking of that, Billy. I'll bet they're getting their sails reefed, too. They're going to be all set to slip their moorings in case we try to make a getaway.
But they wouldn't need sails, Jack. They've got their diesel engine.
Their sails will help, Billy. They can sail as fast in this wind as they can go under power. And the sails will steady their ship, too, when they get outside.
Then that's just what they're doing, Jack. They're getting ready to follow us.
They don't know yet that we're going, Billy. They can't see us. We haven't got a single light shining aboard. Even Betty's working with a shielded flashlight below.
Well, I'll bet a dollar to a donut they'll have some way of finding out. They'll guess that we might try and slip out tonight in spite of the typhoon.
Yeah, we'll try and get out without their knowing it, Billy. There, that's the last of the mainsail, Reese. The big sail's all ready to go up.
Here comes Uncle Jim and Michelle. They must have the foresail reefed, too.
Ahoy there, Jack. How's the job coming up?
She's all reefed, Uncle Jim. We can hoist her any time you say so.
Good. Michelle and I have put tucks in the foresail and jib. Say, what are those lights on the deck of the Black Shark?
We were just talking about them, Uncle Jim. We think that they're getting their sails reefed, too.
I shouldn't be surprised. They're not going to take a chance of our slipping away from them tonight. Though I'll warrant that Chapato and his crew aren't too happy about putting to sea with that typhoon playing around down south.
But they won't be able to see us when we shove off, Uncle Jim.
No, I don't believe they will, Jack. We couldn't see them now if it weren't for their cabin lights and those lights on deck. Well, if Betty's through checking that list I gave her, we can slip our moorings and get away.
Here's Betty now, Uncle Jim, just coming above.
Hi there, Betty. Is the list all checked?
Everything's checked, Uncle Jim. My goodness, but I think we've got enough stuff on board to cross the Pacific.
Well, we don't know how long this trip will take us, Betty. Jack, are all hatches battened down?
All hatches are battened down, Uncle Jim. And Billy and I put extra lashings around the heavy stuff in the hold.
And all lights are out, aren't they? We don't want to betray our move to Chapato and his men.
There's not a light on the ship, Uncle Jim.
Fine. Let's go below and get one final weather report on the storm. If the typhoon has changed her course and is heading this way, we won't shove off. Come along.
Shall I shine my flashlight, Uncle Jim?
Not on your life, Betty. I want the Black Shark to think we've all gone to bed. We'll have to feel around in the dark.
Here's the radio. I hope there's a weather report on the air.
There won't be anything else on the air, Jack. Everyone in Manila has the cold shivers every time a typhoon approaches the islands.
I'll have a station in just a minute.
No further reports have been received from the island of Cebu since communications were severed. But it is believed that the loss of life and property is tremendous. The center of the storm is now approaching the island of Panay, and it is believed the storm will strike out across the Sulu Sea. However, all vessels in Manila are warned to remain in port with steam up, since the path of the storm may suddenly shift to the northward. Reports from vessels bound for Manila...
The storm center is still moving westward, Uncle Jim.
But they're warning all vessels here to stay in port, Jack. Gosh, the typhoon may start north at any moment.
It may, Billy, but we'll never have a better chance than this to lose the Black Shark. And now everyone on deck, we're going to shove off.
Those lights are still moving around on the deck of the Black Shark, Uncle Jim.
If we can get clear of the breakwater here before they get started, Jack, we'll be pretty safe. Manila Bay is a big place on a dark night.
Uncle Jim, look off the port side of the ship. Is that just a shadow in the waves or what?
I see it, Betty. Do you see it, Uncle Jim?
It's too dark to see anything, Jack. Wait a minute. There is something there.
It's a small boat, Uncle Jim, and there's somebody in it. He's trying to row closer.
Flash that light there for a second, Betty. Just for a second.
All right, Uncle Jim. There. Look. There's a Filipino in the boat.
Turn the light off quick. Michelle, did you recognize the man in that skiff?
We know him, Captain Fairfield. He come from Black Shark.
He comes from the Black Shark? Then he's one of Chapato's crew.
Jumping crickets? What does he want here?
I know what he wants, Billy. Chapato sent him here to see if we were getting ready to shove off.
I think you're right, Jack. Now he's going to go back and tell Chapato that we're about ready to start.
Then they'll follow right along with us. We won't lose him after all.
I'd give a pretty penny if we could keep him from getting back to the Black Shark until after we cleared the breakwater.
Hey there, Michelle, what are you going to do?
Well, I'll be... Look, Uncle Jim, Michelle has dived overboard.
Oh, I can't see him. He's swallowed up by the waves.
Flash your light on the water, Betty. See if you can pick him up.
All right, Uncle Jim. There he is. He's swimming toward the skiff.
He's climbing into the skiff. What in the world?
Jack, do you suppose that Michelle is double-crossing us? Do you reckon he's going back to tell Chapato of our plans?
I don't believe it, Billy. I'd trust Michelle anywhere. Look, he's in the skiff. He's knocked the other man down.
He's picking up the oars. Why, he's rowing back to us.
Douse your light, Betty. He can see us all right. We don't want to give Chapato any hint of what's going on.
I know what Michelle is doing, Billy. He's going to keep that chap from giving the alarm to the Black Shark. Didn't I tell you we could trust him?
But what can we do with the other man? We can't take him to the Sulu Sea with us.
Gosh, all fish hooks, Betty. We don't have to take him to the Sulu Sea. We'll just take him with us a little way and then let him go.
No, we won't, Billy. We're not kidnapping anybody. Even for just a little while. Michelle, come back on board and let that man go.
But Captain Fairfield, we hit him hard. He no can row.
Did you hear that, Uncle Jim? Michelle has knocked him cold.
Well, that's different. We'll bring him aboard, bring him to his senses, and then send him back. Lend him a hand, Jack.
Come on, Billy. Help me get this man on board.
Okay, Jack. Here, Michelle's alongside now.
Hey, what a punch you carry, Michelle. Me hit him plenty hard.
Grab hold, Billy.
Okay. Now,
up we go with him.
There.
Lay him out here, Jack. Let me look at him. He's all right. He'll come to in a minute. Tie his skiff astern, Billy. We let him go when he comes to.
But we don't have to wait, do we, Uncle Jim?
No, Jack, we can start now. He'll come to before we hit the harbor breakwater. You and Michelle go forward. Stand by to slip the mooring. Billy and I'll hoist the mainsail.
Aye, aye, sir. Come on, Michelle. Underhand forward. Say, Michelle, is there anything you can't do? You can swim like a fish. You can fight sharks. You can hit like a prize fighter. What else can you do?
Me do many things, Senor Jack. Me sail boat, too. Me sail Filipino schooner.
I'll bet you've never sailed a Filipino schooner in a typhoon, Michelle.
No, Senor Jack. Only crazy people take boat out in typhoon.
That makes us pretty crazy, doesn't it?
You're right. But me go anywhere you go.
Atta boy. Now, lend a hand here. You pull in the mooring line from that buoy and I'll untie her. We'll let her go the moment Uncle Jim gives the word.
All right. Me pull. Me pull hard.
That's the ticket. There, she's untied. I'll take a turn around the bit until we get the word to let go.
Captain Pettyfield, pull big sail up now.
Feel the ship heel over, Michelle?
Boy, what a time we're gonna have.
Me no like. But me trust Captain Pettyfield. Me trust you.
And we trust the spindrift, Michelle. Typhoon or no typhoon. There, the mainsail's up.
Flip your mooring, Jack. Hoist the jib. Quick.
Aye, aye, sir. Come on, Michelle. Let's get the jib up. Throw out that line and I'll take the halyard.
Me got it, Senor Jack.
Up we go. Pull in that jib sheet, Michelle. Atta boy.
You good sailor, Senor Jack. You know what to do.
You're not bad yourself, Michelle. There, the jib's up.
Up to the forecastle now, Jack.
Aye, aye, sir. You take the throat halyard, Michelle. I'll take the peak. Ready? Up we go.
Boat lean way over, Senor Jack. That's all right, huh?
She'll lean further over than this when we get outside, Michelle. But don't worry. The spindrift can lay over on her beam's end and still come up for more.
Filipino schooner turn over then, Senor Jack.
But a Filipino schooner hasn't a heavy keel, Michelle. Ah, the foresail's up. Belay your halyard on this pin.
All right. Here comes Senor Billy.
Anything I can do, Jack?
Not a thing, Billy. Michelle is a first-class sailor.
The Black Shark hasn't discovered that we're gone yet, Jack. At least her lights haven't moved.
He'll discover it fast enough when that sailor doesn't get back on schedule. Let's go aft now with Uncle Jim.
That Filipino is gaining consciousness, Jack. We'll have to let him go in a minute.
We'll be out of the breakwater pretty soon, Billy. Watch it. Don't slide overboard on the sloping deck.
I won't. Here that chap is now. He's setting up. He's all right now.
Get that Filipino in his boat, Jack. I'll luff up for a moment.
Aye, aye, Uncle Jim. Come on, you. The skiff is made fast astern.
I'll help Uncle Jim with the sheets, Jack.
Hi, Betty. What's the trouble?
Look, Billy. Look at the black shark.
Oh, what's the matter? Look at all those lights moving about on deck.
They've discovered we're gone, Billy. They're going to follow us.
Well, they haven't moved yet, Betty. It'll take them a little while to get started.
Trim all sheets, Billy. The black shark is starting now. It'll be starting soon. And we've got to get clear of that breakwater before she gets underway.
Aye, aye, Uncle Jim. Trim four sheets, Betty. I'll take the main sheet. We're going to give the black shark the run of its life.
So they're underway at last. With reef sails and lee rail awash, the Spindrift is heading for the Sulu Sea. But the Black Shark will soon be underway, too. And with her diesel engine, she'll be able to overhaul the Spindrift in a headwind if she can find her in the darkness of Manila Bay. There's an exciting drama underway and a terrific typhoon playing around in the offing. There'll be plenty of excitement aboard the Spindrift when she claws her way into the China Sea. So listen in, all of you, at this same time tomorrow for another thrilling episode of The Adventure of the Sunken Reef with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Look, here's a mighty swell idea I like to pass along to you. Tomorrow afternoon, when you get home from school, hike out into the kitchen and help yourself to a heaping big bowl of those extra good Wheaties flakes. They've got a super special flavor that makes them just right for an afternoon lunch. Try Wheaties tomorrow.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast of champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
So just buy Wheaties, the best breakfast food in the land. Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show